Any appearance of a new art form marks a place of accumulation and revolution. There has to be enough birth materials, a kind of cultural blood and desire, enough impetus, and a spirit that wants to express itself, to live. The arts carry the soul of a people. Music carries the spirit. Yet by its nature, music is not racist, nor does it discriminate. It does not know political borders. Yet it arises in direct response to human conditions, to earth conditions. Music can lift direction of thinking. It can lift a people up. It can attune us to the impetus of plants, weather, stones, animals. Music can bring us together. Music can literally entrain us to geographical forms or ideas, earthy or ethereal. Like love, music can make us do right, can make us do wrong, can make us get up early, stay out all night long, says Al Green in Love and Happiness, one of my favorite songs. The whole of the American South was home to the Muskogean peoples and their alliances from what is now known as Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The Muskogean peoples included Creeks, or Muskogee people, my people, the Houma, those Creeks who became known, and then the Seminole, or the Creeks who became known as Seminole, Alabama, Coushatta, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and others. Cherokees were not Muskogee, but they also occupied the northern part of the South. We had musical traditions like stomp dance, which had its origins in green corn celebrations. We also had flute love songs, medicine songs, ballads, praise songs, songs for nearly every process of being human. Europeans are first documented in the South with the arrival of Hernando de Soto in the 1500s. The first English colony in Virginia was 1619. Historians estimate that more than half of all white immigrants to the English colonies of North America during the 17th and 18th centuries came here as indentured servants. I thought that was interesting. Each culture arriving here carried a tradition of music. The first African slaves arrived in the present-day United States as part of the San Miguel de Guadalupe colony, which is in present-day South Carolina, where a lot of things have been going on recently. Founded by Spanish explorer Lucas Vasquez de Ayllon in 1526, a fight disrupted the ill-fated colony over leadership, during which the slaves revolted and fled the colony to seek refuge among local indigenous people. And that story continues on and on and on. And then many other Africans arrived during the slave trade, and many Haitians immigrated to the South in 1800s, particularly New Orleans. From this convergence of peoples emerged a melange of influences that would become the music that is now jazz.